Youth especially has been targeted by marketers. Young people are a vibrant, voracious audience with the power to influence parents. And so it was fascinating for us to meet 14-year-old James Williams, who in his own way has taken a stand against the tide of consumerism. He lives across town in Portland in a middle-class neighborhood with his mother, Dilafruz, a professor of education from India, who preferred to let her son do the talking.
This is a dish my son loves, the bhaji, as it's called.
James is an unusually thoughtful, gentle fellow with a light mustache. He likes to keep things on a human scale, working in his vegetable garden, taking care to get to know his neighbors and to keep his community clean. James recently attended a special public school dedicated to environmental education. He is wary of overconsumption with its impact on the planet and on us as people.
When we just get lots of things and we attach our happiness to however many things we have or, you know, how many toys or computer games or whatever, then we're never really happy because we can always get more and more and newer and better. And, you know, you can have 100 cars and there's still more cars you could get. And instead, finding happiness in, you know, being with family, helping other people, and being a good person, contributing to, you know, the common good. By whether that's, you know, planting plants in the park or, you know, building houses for poor people or whatever, but contributing and spending time with other people, which is something that in, you know, in America these days, we seem to have less and less time to be able to do.
Now, a lot of kids at least think that getting material things and buying the latest this and the most expensive that is satisfying, and for you it's not satisfying.
Right.
Why not?
Well, I can get, for example, with computers. I'm fairly into computers. I know a lot about them. And, you know, I have a computer and I do a lot of work in mine with, they're constantly being updated. So when I got my 486, that was not the best available, but that was really, really good. And, you know, 2 years later, it's ancient technology. You don't just need to upgrade that. You have to need a bigger hard drive now so you can store more stuff. And then you need more memory and a new monitor. You need a bigger monitor. It just goes on and on and on. And so the satisfaction is only a very short period of time. Whereas if I instead do things like plant a tree, that tree will, you know, be growing for a very long time. And it's helping lots and lots of people. And I think that's a lot more satisfying.